What happens when you recommend your favorite restaurant to a friend? Or when you post about a product that changed your routine? You've just engaged in marketing. Not the pushy, salesy kind we've learned to ignore, but something far more powerful, authentic human connection that influences decisions. This realization sits at the heart of a shift that's transformed how business works. The old playbook, interrupt, broadcast, repeat, has been replaced by something more organic. Today, the most effective marketing doesn't feel like marketing at all. It feels like a conversation between people who genuinely care about solving problems and improving lives. The ground beneath traditional marketing cracked and shifted when social media handed everyone a microphone. We've moved into what some call the new social era, where the line between online and offline has blurred beyond recognition. The most profound change? People have become the media themselves. Consider your last significant purchase. Did you trust the company's polished advertisements? Or did you scroll through reviews from strangers who'd actually used the product? Our trust has migrated from institutions to individuals, from corporate messaging to collective wisdom. Research involving 20,000 people found that 81% say recommendations from family and friends significantly impact their buying decisions. Among younger audiences, 70% favor peer recommendations above all else, and 30% prefer endorsements from non-celebrity bloggers over famous faces. Think about Disney parks selling photos of families on rides. If they gave those images away free through digital kiosks, families would flood social media with these memories, creating exponential brand exposure that no advertising budget could match. The cost to Disney? Minimal. The value? Immeasurable. This shift means success comes from building relationships rather than buying attention. The brands winning today don't shout louder, they listen better. They respond to feedback, maintain consistency, and provide genuine value in a world drowning in noise. Communication has evolved from a soft skill into the essential capability because while algorithms increasingly handle technical work, explaining and contextualizing information remains distinctly human. Why do some products spark conversations while others vanish? The answer? Being remarkable. Literally worth remarking about. With people seeing 6,000, 10,000 ads daily, yet remembering only 4, attention must be earned. Consider a farmer with exceptional strawberries. Local reputation once sufficed. Today, growing heart-shaped, purple-tinted strawberries creates something people naturally discuss. Trader Joe's quirky names, Tesla's dramatic reveals, Dollar Shave Club's viral videos, each transcends basic products to spark conversation. Think of the fortune cookie principle. Every product has two elements, the cookie, tangible features, and the fortune, emotional connection. Average marketers sell cookies. Successful ones focus on fortunes, the emotional spark, inspiring action, and storytelling. Apple sells innovation and creative belonging. Nike sells athletic greatness. Target innovators and early adopters, the 16% who spread new ideas. Warby Parker and Away succeeded by first engaging tech-savvy urban professionals who became ambassadors. Ask yourself, would customers be devastated if you disappeared tomorrow? If not, you haven't created something truly remarkable. Branding transcends logos. It's about creating meaning and soul. Dollar Shave Club proved this with their launch video featuring, "Our blades are fucking great." This catapulted them from unknown startup to a $1 billion Unilever acquisition. Founded when Michael Dubin met someone with a warehouse of razor blades at a party, they shared frustration with expensive razors locked in fortress-like cages. With just $4,500, their viral video generated 12,000 orders in 48 hours. They stood out by being funny while competitors stayed serious, creating emotional connection through authentic content. Their success embodied Simon Sinek's principle, people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. Even logical purchases are emotional. I bought an Apple computer despite it not being the best in performance, price, or quality. We buy brands that let us show outwardly what we feel internally. Before marketing anything, establish who you are and what you stand for. Video proves particularly powerful because humans naturally excel at reading nonverbal cues. A 2013 Boston Consulting Group survey found authenticity ranked second only to loyalty rewards among factors attracting consumers. The right people gravitate toward genuine messages. Lamborghini doesn't sell minivans. The most successful companies solve specific problems for specific people. With endless options today, only the best is good enough. Amazon started laser-focused, selling just books online before expanding. Marketing expert Greg Head notes, "Show me a company that grew up fast, and I could show you a company that is narrowly focused. Opportunities live in niches, not masses. Chick-fil-A could make burgers, but doesn't. They're known as the best at chicken sandwiches. To be recognized as the best, declare your specialization. People won't hear what you are unless you're clear about what you're not." Untuckit created space by focusing on casual shirts, designed not to be tucked in, solving a specific pain point. I once thought standing out required millions. After learning about niches, I launched a marketing company focused solely on C-level executives. This narrow focus enabled effective marketing without massive budgets. To find your niche, research possibilities within your area. Discover pain points by searching hashtags, reading conversations, and joining discussions. Through these interactions, you'll gain fans and discover overlooked opportunities. Culture is your brand, defined by actions, not words. A New Jersey pizza shop became a community unifier by hosting Friday community hours with 10-foot pizzas in the park. Vans found its role when skateboarding and BMX cultures adopted it in the 1970s, representing anti-establishment values. Vans committed through authentic cultural stories. I positioned myself as an educator, offering scalable, low-cost, high-yield marketing, selling practicality over competing with experienced marketers. To find your cultural role, title a page, "My Role in Culture Is." List 5 competitors with 3 differentiators each. Circle similarities, synthesize into 5 words or fewer, complete the sentence, then brainstorm ways to showcase this role. Building a successful brand requires identifying the problem you solve, defining your solution, crafting your message by understanding audience and competitors, focusing on content your audience naturally consumes, and continuously testing to refine your approach. You're already a marketer. Every recommendation, review, or photo you share participates in the most powerful marketing ecosystem ever created. The question isn't whether you'll market, but whether you'll do it with intention and authenticity. These principles aren't just business strategies. They're invitations to show up genuinely, create things worth talking about, and build real connections amid digital noise. Start small. Choose one principle that resonates: finding your niche, committing to authentic communication, or defining your role in your community's culture. Take one action today. In a world where everyone is marketing, success doesn't come from shouting loudest. It comes from connecting genuinely, offering real value, and staying true to who you are. Your voice matters. Your story matters. Now tell it in a way that makes people stop, listen, and share.